show, please welcome your host, Sam Cawthon.
So I'm super excited about today because in the studio at the moment we have Greg Mowbray. Greg Mowbray is the author of Road Rules for Leadership. It's so super awesome for us to have a leadership coach and one of the foremost authorities in the leadership space. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Greg Mowbray.
Hey. Thank you, Sam.
Greg, look, great to see you here in the studio. And look, I'm really, really keen on finding a little bit more about, you know, you and what you do. You know, as you know, there is leadership everywhere. Where there's so many leadership books. There's so much space in leadership. What makes you different to other leadership coaches and speakers out there?
A couple of things, Sam. I pride myself on being simple, practical, and straightforward. Mm. You know, I think we've almost got to overkill with the amount of information and guidance there is out there about leadership. You know what, I googled leadership books recently, 425 million search results. That's a fair library,
that's
isn't it?
That's unreal.
So I've got a big bookshelf in my office full of big, thick leadership textbooks. But I don't know any manager, leader, supervisor, someone who's aspiring to be more influential in their work life who can pick up a big, thick book and read it. Yeah. So, you know, I keep things simple and practical and straightforward.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, tell me, what are the main differences between a good leader or let's say, you know, an average leader and an outstanding leader? Because, you know, there's so many leaders out there. What are the main differentiating between an average leader and an outstanding leader?
Well, first of all, I want to use some terminology here. I'd call average leaders managers.
Okay.
Okay, and let me contrast the difference between managing and leading. And this is a massive issue, Sam, in our organisations. You know, and people really can't be blamed because they're kind of doing what they've been asked to do, and many of us have manager in our title. Mm. So here's what a manager does. A manager focuses on the present. A manager focuses on making sure that they've got things like systems and procedures in place. Mm. A manager focuses on the status quo, maintaining the status quo. Mm. And you know what, the manager may even look to make sure that we're being productive. Now, all of that stuff is really important, but the point I make in my book and the point I make in everything that I do is it's not enough. Yeah. We've got to do better than that. Mm. So by contrast, what an outstanding or what a leader does or should do is focus on the future. They should be focusing on growth, development, and innovation. They should be making sure that they're focusing on people and relationships. And they should be really making sure that they're inspiring their people to do better every day. Mm. So you see the contrast between the two? It's stark, Sam.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest challenges I see in most of our organizations, there isn't that awareness about the stark difference between the two. Mm. And many people are doing what they thought they were expected to do, and that is just manage. Mm. So what I help them to do through my programs, through my speaking, through my books, is help them firstly understand the difference between managing and leading. And then, of course, when that difference is established, when they've got that awareness, they all say, I want to do leading. Help. Yeah. How can I do leading?
Yeah.
Well, that's when I put a model in front of them that says, if you want to move from managing to highly effective leading, here are 5 core competencies that we can work on.
Great.
Not 55, not 35, but 5. Because that's enough, right?
Yeah.
So here are 5 core competencies that we can work on. Vision, authenticity, action, responsibility, and inspiration.
Yep.
Break those down into what I mean by that, and there you have it. Yep. You know, that's what the book's about. That's what my programs are about.
So, Greg, tell me a little bit more about your story, because one thing I love is, you know, not only are you totally passionate about leadership, you know, you've written books, you're getting a solid message out there. Tell me a little bit more about your story and what is the reason why you're you know, you're sharing this message of transitioning people from manager to leader. What's your story and what's your why?
Okay, so 30-year professional career, done a whole bunch of stuff from being a school teacher and a health researcher and an award-winning advertising executive, ran advertising agencies, marketing agencies, for about half of that, 15 years as a business consultant.
Yeah.
And the first 10 years, you know, as a business consultant, you usually get invited in when there's dysfunction. Mm. You know, there are problems. People need the your expertise that they don't have.
Mm.
So, Sam, I've got to tell you, after 10 years, I had a bit of a defining moment. I thought to myself, I could continue helping these organizations, you know, put in systems and procedures or overcome conflict or improve communication. But the penny dropped with me. And I realized after 10 years, there was a something was in common with all of that dysfunction and all of the good stuff and the bad stuff that I'd seen. And it came back to this. It was the quality of the leadership determined the good stuff and the bad stuff.
Yeah.
So my defining moment was, do I continue being a business consultant, making a really good living at a helping fix problems, or do I work on preventing the disease from happening in the first place?
Yeah, that's great.
So for the last 5 years, I've been really zoned in on building leadership capability in individuals and helping organisations build cultures of leadership.
Look, hey, Greg, I'd like to know a little bit more about your personal life. So you're a family man, yeah?
Tell us. Four kids. Yeah. From 23 down to 5.
Yep. What's it like to manage 4 kids?
It's a full-time job.
Or should I say lead 4 kids?
Well, now my wife is the leader of our family. No, mate, it's awesome. I love my kids. I'm very close to them all. You know, we've got a very, very busy life. My two big ones, 23 and 19, they're both got professional careers. My two little ones, I spend a huge amount of time. I'm probably a better father second time around, The benefit of second time around is you're more present.
Yep.
You take more time, and you're more there.
Also, Greg, someone on the grapevine said that there might be another book coming out, because I can see here, Road Rules for Leadership by Greg Mowbray. Tell us, what's next? Do you have something else coming out?
Well, Sam, I wasn't sure whether I wanted you to ask me that question, because I'm going to have to use a dirty word.
Right.
Okay, so I apologise to the listeners in advance
that
I'm actually going to teach them
a
dirty word. And guess what? They've never heard this word before. This could be the first time ever that your listeners have heard this dirty word.
Right. Now, I'm curious now, okay. Greg. I'm curious.
So, Sam, you can tell about my passion about helping organisations grow and become better. And that's really on the back of this situation that we've got in many organisations. There's too much of a focus on managing and not enough on leading. And I know that that's a really common message, right? I'm determined to cut through. I'm determined to disrupt this space. And I really want people to take notice. So I came up with a term that to me, it might be a bit crude and a bit in your face, but people remember it and they understand it immediately. And it goes like this. You know, what we really need in our organizations is good, strong leadership. But what we're getting in a lot of cases is leader shit. My new book, and it will be out soon.
Wow.
It's at the presses at the moment. We're just in the final stages of putting the book launch together. The book is called Overcoming Leadership. And, I know it's a radio show, but we actually spell the word leadership, LEADERSH. Hashtag T.
Ah, very clever. Very, very clever, Greg. Look, congratulations again for not only your passion to want to make a difference there in the leadership community, but also for the time and the effort that you are putting in to creating a lot of these resources. What's one thing you'd like to leave all the listeners with when it does come to leadership? Do you have a quote, or if there was one core message that you wanted to leave everyone with, what would that core message be?
Yeah, look, it's certainly that message about managing and leading, and I really want to encourage people to reflect on what they're really doing in their organisations, and they really need to focus more on, you know, growing and developing and inspiring people. You know, John C. Maxwell is a guy that I really look up to, and you know, he says everything rises on and falls on leadership.
Yeah.
And another one of his quotes, I suppose, to just finish up with, is, we as leaders need to be focused on creating more leaders, not just followers.
Yeah, look, that's great. Look, Greg, again, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. However, we haven't quite finished.
Oh, no.
I have a bit of a challenge here, and we have 10 questions in 1 minute, in 60 seconds.
Yep.
That I just want you to just answer the first thing that comes to your mind. Do you accept this challenge?
Sure do, bring it on.
All right, Greg Mowbray, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Purple.
Favourite food?
Paella.
Ooh, yes. Favourite celebrity?
Steve Waugh.
Ah, Steve Waugh, yeah. And favourite actor?
Keanu Reeves.
Ah, Keanu Reeves. Which movie? Which movie? Do you like him the best in? Favorite professional speaker?
Wayne Bennett.
Ah, yes. Yeah, he's a favorite book.
It'd be one of John Maxwell's. This actually is my favorite book.
Yeah,
The Leader Who Had No Title by Robin Sharma.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite movie?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Who's in that?
John Candy.
Ah.
Steve Martin.
Favourite city?
Newcastle.
Ah, that's where you live, Greg. Favourite drink?
Chardonnay.
Ah, favourite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Ah, very good. And Greg Mowbray, if you would be any animal, which animal would you be?
A dolphin.
Why is that?
I love water.
Ah, that's great. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Greg Mowbray!